ABC Radio Australia.
Pacific leaders on the front line against climate change are unsurprisingly champions of clean energy, with some of the island nations aiming for their economies to be based on 100% renewables in the not-too-distant future. And as Bindi Bryce reports, their ambitions are catching on, with a handful of global leaders pledging to go above and beyond the emissions reduction targets set down in the historic Paris Climate Agreement.
Pacific leaders are not afraid to speak out about climate change. At the recent Petersburg Climate Dialogue in Berlin, Marshall Islands Foreign Minister David Paul challenged the German government and others not only to deliver on the Paris Agreement, but to go a lot further.
We're here in the historical city of Berlin. We're being convened by the German government, by the invitation of Chancellor Angela Merkel, and we're here to push all the countries that are part of the dialogue to raise ambition. And we're here convening the iAmbition Coalition meeting. Let's get it done, guys.
The Petersburg Dialogue was a warm-up for Minister Paul before heading to Brussels for the Ministerial on Climate Action meeting, hosted by the European Union in preparation for the UN summit COP24 later this year. A key moment came when world leaders were shown a graphic illustrating how the Marshall Islands atolls are likely to be flooded at high tides if sea levels continue to rise. The director of Climate Action Europe, Wendell Trio, says European leaders are listening to their counterparts in the Pacific.
He's very much touched by these stories, and I think many others are too. And I think that the Pacific countries are really kind of taking a leadership role there and pushing the boundaries. And obviously, they're not kind of the powerful countries of these world, but I do think that their messages come across with the number of the leaders in Europe.
The deal agreed in Paris was to prevent average global temperatures from reaching 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. But Mr. Trio says the urgent situation in low-lying island nations is now fueling a debate in Europe on whether that target is enough.
They want to talk about how can we bridge the gap between the target that countries have individually made and the target that they collectively agreed in the Paris Agreement. So they want to see how can we do more than what is currently being done.
The Asian Development Bank's principal energy specialist Anthony Maxwell says Pacific nations are setting a high standard by moving away from coal and diesel power.
The Pacific Islands in general have very ambitious renewable energy targets, and they all see renewable energy as being a part of their future. We have four of them, I think, with 100% targets. So Cook's, Samoa, Vanuatu and Tuvalu all have 100% renewable energy targets.
The ADB has announced it will be investing more than $1 billion over the next 3 years into 19 renewable energy projects across the Pacific, including the Tino River Hydro Scheme in Solomon Islands.
It's a game changer of a project. It's probably the largest, or would be the largest, single energy sector investment the country's ever made, and it would change the Honiara grid from currently being 90-something percent reliant on diesel generation to be majority supplied by renewable energy. So it's a very good project for the country. It's a real nation-building project.
Mr. Maxwell says it won't be easy, but the Pacific countries are determined to meet their ambitious energy targets.
But technologies move so quickly, and technologies like solar power, the prices have come down so fast, and the technologies are very basic technology, so it's quite easy to install and maintain. So it's actually quite well suited to sort of remoter places. So to get a large amount of renewable energy into their grids is very realistic.
And Climate Action's Wendell Trio says renewables are becoming more attractive to European leaders.
We notice that more and more countries in Europe are speaking about going to zero emissions by the middle of this century. And of course, that can only happen if we move to a 100% renewable energy society.
Meanwhile, the Marshallese Foreign Minister David Paul has plenty to celebrate after representatives from 23 countries, including the UK, Germany, Canada and Fiji, agreed to sign a declaration for ambition.